Good morning. This is Doug Groffel with KCNI KBBN Public Affairs. I'm here today with Kevin Cooksley. We're going to speak about the upcoming Veterans Appreciation Dinner and Seminars. So, Kevin, tell me a little bit about this program coming up.
Well, the Elks Lodge in Broken Bow and Elks Organization, two of their biggest, most popular programs that they support is, number one is the youth, and number two, but it's right up there, is the support for the veterans. Elks is a, everybody pretty well knows about what the Elks is, but one of our tenets that we strongly believe in is our sense of patriotism. And of course, we observe Flag Day, and that's part of it, and Memorial Day. But supporting our veterans is a major component. And so we've done that in different ways over the years. We've had just veterans appreciation events and recognized them, but number of years now we've had this Veterans Appreciation Supper, and we have that every year. And the years ago, the Ord Elks Lodge merged with Broken Bows.
Okay.
So we have a Veterans Appreciation Supper in Broken Bow, and we have one over in Ord.
So this says there's a seminar as well?
Yes. Emery Haynes, our veteran service officer here at the courthouse, he comes to these Veterans Appreciation Suppers, and he puts on a 15-20 minute program on what's the latest and veterans programs and the VA programs, veterans benefits, up-to-date news, what's maybe coming down the pike that we don't even know about yet.
Sure.
So, we try to incorporate some education into this besides a really fine evening meal.
Okay. And who all are you looking to have come to this? Is it anybody who's a veteran?
Anyone who has is a veteran who served our country and their spouse or significant other.
Okay.
We team up with the owner of Fiesta Brava, provide this free meal for these folks. There's about four of us on the Elks committee that organize this up and put it together. And we work with the owner of Fiesta Brava to come up with a menu that will be affordable and yet be something that appeals to everybody.
So what all are you having?
Well, we have usually water, tea, or coffee. We have a fajita meal, and of course that comes with the beans and salad, and you know, it's a regular evening meal.
Excellent.
Type supper.
And there's no cost to attend, is that right?
There's no cost to attend. It's the the Elks is privileged and honored to be able to do something for our veterans. And so we thought, what better thing we could do than give them a free evening out with a little education thrown in and not keep them out too late.
Time's running out. You have to have reservations in order to attend. Is that right?
That's correct. Because of the way Veterans Day fell this year and the other events that are going on, for instance, the local veterans organization has their annual soup and sandwich.
Right. They have a program dinner over at the municipal building.
Over
at
the municipal building on the 11th.
Okay.
And we have to work with the folks, the VFW over at Ord that owns their lodge where we have the meal. And they're closed on a certain parts of the week, so we have to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, of course, we have an evening over here at Broken Bow, so we try to work it out so that we can go from one location one night to the other location the next night.
Same meal over at Ord?
It's a different meal.
Okay.
It's a different meal. Yeah, the deadline for getting in your reservations is October 31st. I believe that's this Friday, right?
It is.
And we have, for people who want to go to Ord and are listening to this broadcast, they need to call Stan or Nancy Sedlacek at 872-6192. That meal is on Wednesday, November 5th at 6 p.m. is our social get-together, and at 6:30 they'll serve our dinner. And the same time applies in Broken Bow, which is on Tuesday, November 4th. 6 o'clock, and then 6:30 for dinner. And those same deadline for RSVP, only that RSVP you need to make to my wife, Shannon Cooksley, at 872-2617, or to Barb Jungren at 308-870-1264. Barb and her husband, Dahl, Ace, we called him, They were longtime organizers of this back when we started doing it. And, of course, we lost Dahl a couple of years ago. And Barb has graciously consented to keep on helping with this because they really enjoyed it and it means a lot to them.
So good food, good information, and fellowship with your fellow veterans. Is there anything else that you want to mention about this?
No, I think you mentioned all three things, you know, the education, the food, and the fellowship. And and I'd say, you know, the fellowship, the older you get, the more it means to you. And I would especially like to reach out to the young veterans out there that are hearing this. I know you're busy. You got families and all that kind of stuff that when you're young, you know, you're going a dozen different ways. But this isn't just for the old gray hairs like me. it's for the young folks too. So if you can get your spouse and or your significant other, if you're not married, bring them along and take a night out and enjoy the fellowship with some fellow veterans.
Great. Sounds good. Tell a few stories, huh?
Yes. Tell a few stories. That's
absolutely
right.
Well, great. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Well, and, thank you, Doug. Yep. Thanks to Casey and I for being willing to give us a little bit of this time to get this word out.
Absolutely. Not a problem at all. Yeah.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
This has been Public Affairs on KCNI KBBN, speaking with Kevin Cooksley about the Broken Bow Elks Lodge Veterans Appreciation Seminar and Dinners. In Broken Bow, starting at 6 p.m., and in Ord, starting at 6 p.m. on November 5th, but reservations have to be made for both events by October 31st. To RSVP in Broken Bow, contact Shannon at 872-2617 or Barb at 870-1264. And in Ord, RSVP with Stan at 872-6192.